kasha, ma ina shmita eitzel ha'kina. This has become a Yiddish expression when you want to bring out the point of what the connection between this and that is so different. Actually, this expression is not such a good one because Rashi gives an answer over here. Other Rishonim in the Rishonim literature, they have a different expression. Ma ina gittin eitzel nizarim. Have you heard that? Huh? That's the Gemara in Gittin. In the studio of Yesh Breyer, and Breyer, the Gemara says, what's the tusha between a Mishnah and Gittin and a Mishnah and Gittin? The Gemara does not have an answer there. That's really a better expression. I'm Gittin Eichel Gittin. What Taki is the answer that's given over here by Ian Shmit Eichel Haist? Rashi quotes in the name of Rabbi Akiva that just like the laws of Shmit, we're all given a Haist, because we don't find later in Chumash any additional laws in the area of Hilchas Shemitah added on. So it must be that everything that we have was given from Moshe Rabbeinu HaSinai. So too, with respect to the other laws that seem as if they were added on later after HaSinai, it's not so. They were all given at HaSinai. All the dinim were given for the same apart the same that became given at HaSinai. This is the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shmuel disagrees. In the first part of the Chagiga, the Gemara presents a braisa with the machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva on this point. Whether this is so, Rabbi Shmuel says not true. The Shmuel was given at HaSinai. But the protein was given later at Oil Moed and Arbus Moyot. The Chazon Ish, Mechelek Arachayim, has an essay that he discusses. It doesn't really fit in with any of the, usually the Chelek Arachayim corresponds to Simonim and Shulchan Aruch Arachayim. This doesn't really correspond to any Simon and Shulchan Aruch, but he discusses the topic of Seder and Mesinah HaTorah. How did HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu? So he explains what the issue is here. What is the problem? It's very interesting what he says. What is the problem that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva are coming to solve? So he says the Torah will often introduce the laws, the parshiyos, by saying Vadab Hashem and Moshe Leimon. Alright, so it doesn't say when. Sometimes the Torah says Vadab Hashem and Moshe B'Har Sinai Leimon. Sometimes it will say Vadab Hashem and Moshe Me'oil Moed Leimon. And sometimes it says Vadab Hashem and Moshe Me'arvis Moyel Leimon. So it sounds as if, sounds very clearly, that there are three different texts of the Chumash. Originally, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu three different versions, text A, text B, and text C. That's what the Goyim say, that's what it says in the Chumash. There were three different texts. And then what we have is a composite, sometimes from A, sometimes from B, and sometimes from C. That's what it sounds like. So the question is, why is the Chumash a composite of the three different texts? What was wrong with the first edition? Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to change some, give the second text and some the third text? So this is the Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Shmuel says, simple. The first text was incomplete. So Rabbi Shmuel gave the Torah at High Sinai. He didn't give all the Kalalim and the Pratim and the Zigzukim. He gave an outline of all the Tariq Mitzvahs with some of their details. And then he gave it Oil Moed, more details. Then he gave it Aris Moed, more details. So that, those Mitzvahs, from the 613 Mitzvahs, some of the Mitzvahs that he gave at High Sinai, he gave with all of the details. So the text A was already complete and nothing had to be added. There was no need to beef it up in the second edition or the third edition. Some of the mitzvahs were not given completely, so he had to give more details in text B, but he didn't have to give a text B. Some of the mitzvahs, he didn't even give all the details that, or he might have to give more details in Avitz Mitzvah. And maybe the Chumash as we have it, in the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, is a composite, sometimes A and sometimes B, sometimes C. Those mitzvahs that were not given in their entirety at Harsina had to be, the Hushlamu had to be completed later in Oil Moed, and some were not even completed then, they had to be completed in Avitz Mitzvah. And that's what Rashi quotes from Rabbi Akiva disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel. The Gemara says it's a big machlokes in halacha. Machlokes nafkaminus ladina, the first parak in Chagiga. We assume like Rabbi Akiva. Chazon Ish quotes from the Ramban on Chumash. The Ramban on Hakdamah to Chumash says that we assume that the whole Torah was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word and letter for letter. The whole Torah was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu Hasina, but it doesn't mean everything was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu Hasina. The nice law card and Pesach Sheni was clearly given later. And the Mekoshesh and the Megadeth were clearly given later. He knew the Mekoshesh was Chayv Nisi, he didn't know what means, so it was clearly not given to Hasina. The Megadeth, they didn't know at all that he was Chayv Nisi. So these were clearly given after Hasina. No one's going to dispute that. So he says the Ratham didn't, that was clearly not given to Hasina. But from those, whenever the Torah is said, we assume that all the other demons were given to Hasina. So the question is, but why do we have a second version and a third version? So Rabbi Shmuel says, because not all of the details were given to Hasina. Many, many details were given later. Rashi quotes Rabbi Akiva. Those are clearly not given in Hasina. As we said, the Ramban says in Chumash, those are clearly given later. No two ways about it. He didn't forget that law. It wasn't given. He didn't know that law. No, Nitzam Ena Halacha was right by the Hagolah, by the Klei Nidyon, because it's Nesha Kroas. He got angry, so he forgot the din of Hagolah, the Livon, that he had known before, and he forgot. And then Pincha said over that this is the din that Moshe Rabbeinu had told us in the past, and Moshe had forgotten. That's how the Chacham, that's how the Gemara says. That Nitzach Kaz, Kol HaKoyis, Nitzam Chacham, Hu Chachmas, Nitzal Lekasemem. That's how the Gemara understands the Pasha. In the Chumash, it says that Pinchas told them this is the din that Moshe Rabbeinu said. So why did Moshe Rabbeinu say it? So the answer is, the Gemara understands that Moshe Rabbeinu has said it way before. B'shas Maisi, he got angry, so he forgot. And then Pinchas wasn't so angry, says, so he said, oh, but the din that Moshe Rabbeinu had told them way before. So Rabbi Akiva says that the whole Torah was given three different times. There were three different versions of the whole Torah. Everything was given at Har Sinai with one edition. Everything was repeated at Har Almayr with a second edition. And everything was given a third time at Har Sinai with a third edition. And each time it said exactly the same in Tochen, but the Nusach was different. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he told Moshe Rabbeinu how to put it together, made a composite of three different texts. But sometimes he said, for this mitzvah use text A, for that mitzvah use text B, for this mitzvah use text C. But everything was really given, all the three texts basically said the same thing. There were slight differences between them. Why? Why we don't know? The Gemara doesn't explain why. The Gemara just states that that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. And Rashi says that that's how we pass it. We assume that that's the correct opinion.
I mean, I thought the Gemara Chagiga, when it's talking about, I think all the, whether it was Hirshit and all the
I thought it was much more. So Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva have to answer. So Rabbi Akiva says that all three texts said the same thing. The Torah was given in its entirety from A to Z three different times. The Gemara says, the Torah was given in Har Sinai, in Har Moed, and Har Bismarck, three times. And each time given in a different Nusach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his infinite wisdom, told Moshe Rabbeinu, when you put together the whole Sefer Torah, for some mitzvahs use text A, for some mitzvahs use text B, for some mitzvahs use text C. And Rabbi Shmuel disagrees and he says, no, not the whole Torah was given from A to Z three different times in a different version. The Torah was given at Har Sinai in an incomplete form. And then some of the mitzvahs were completed at Arvis Moyo, in Or Moed. Some of the mitzvahs were not yet completed until Arvis Moyo. At the point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah in its entirety, so he didn't change the text. There's no need to give another version of the same thing. So those that say that Arvis Moyo be a Har Sinai Lamer, those were given in their entirety, Har Sinai from A to Z. Those that say a Loyal Moed Lamer, those were only given from A to Y. And then Oil Moed was given Z, a little more. And those that say, the Avis Moyad means that it was given incomplete at Har Sinai. It was a little bit more complete at Har Moyad, and it was completely complete in Avis Moyad. Chazanish says that's the Machlek, that's described. That is the Machlek, it's between Rai Kiva and Ramishma.
How does that relate to Machlekis in
Yemen
by Megillah
Netna or Torah Nitzvah? Right, Megillah Nitzvah, Torah Hasum and Nitzvah is a different Machlekis. The Machlekis in Gittin Daf Samach is as follows. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught the din to Moshe Rabbeinu, he taught him one din, another din, another din. The question is, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu, did he dictate to him a parsha at a time? So it was Megillah, Megillah, Nitna. He wrote down one parsha and he put it away. He wrote down another parsha and put it away. He wrote down a third parsha and put it away. And then at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to be medabik one of these Megillahs together and to make one unit, one big Sefer Torah. That's Pshat Megillah, Megillah, Nitna. No. The Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, Baal Peh, one parasha at a time, but then big stop, HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated it from A to Z. From the beginning.
At the end
of the 40. Yeah.
So,
if you hold Chasuma Nitna, means it was given at the end of the 40 years, Chasuma. He dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, for the sake of publication, everything at the end. And the other one holds Megillah, Megillah Nitna, means that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down, he was told to write down every time, he got it in. And he said it about there, but then he would write it down right away. He was dictated the Nusach to be written down, take it from the Yarn.
The Constantine of Megillah Megillah didn't know. So then, I Rabbi Shmuel doesn't think if there was one tough. No, that's fine. Question of Gilgal Gilgal, then what if Rabbi Kiva? How would Rabbi Kiva? Because Rabbi Kiva, I don't care how Rabbi Kiva could go with that Shiva.
Why not? HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated three different texts to Moshe Rabbeinu,
and each time,
and it was written down. Megillah, Megillah, text A was written down one piece at a time, text B was written one piece at a time, text C. Everything was, we had three different texts written at different times, and each nusach was slightly different. And at the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to pick out from that text, and that text, and that text. Same thing. And if you all chasuma nitzah, means that nothing was ever written down. You had three texts that were all baal peh. Nothing was written down until the very end. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "Now I want you to write it down in a big book." HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make this magnum opus. He says, "Take that nusach, take that drasha that I gave them, that he remembered Baal Peh, take that drasha and take this drasha and put it together and make me a book." Unrelated machlokes. The Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach discusses whether there's an afkamina lalach, whether the case from Megillah Latinic with Islamic boy. The din is that you're not permitted to say Dvam Shebichsav Baal Peh. So the shaila is, what's called Bichsav? You have to say it's Bichsav, Mitech HaKsav. So what's called Mitech HaKsav? Do we require that you should have Dafke a Sefer Sholem? Or can you write one parsha? And one parsha is already called the Torah Shebichsav. So the Gemara suggests that maybe that should depend on this issue, whether Torah Megillah, Megillah, and Mitzvah Torah Chasumah, if when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to write the Torah. Told to write it from the beginning to the end, so maybe if you write anything less than from A to Z, write less than a whole Sefer Shalom, so it's called Baal Peh, it's not called Mitech HaKsav. But if you hold the Torah Megillah Megillah Nitno, so the Gemara says maybe yeah, maybe no, probably no, maybe if you write just a Parsha, so it already has a status of Kedushas Torah Shebichsav, because historically there was a time that Moshe Rabbeinu would write down Megillah Megillah. So you see at that time it had a status of Torah Shebichsav, even though it wasn't a Sefer Shalom. Then maybe this man is also Megillah, just a parsha b'shneyatzma, parsha bodedes, will have a kedusha kodesh musaf. So the Gemara rejects that and says it's not necessarily so. That's not kamina. But even if the Gemara begins in Daf Samach, even if one should assume that Torah historically was Megillah, Megillah nitno, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote down each parsha at a time, at that time HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it will have a din of parsha b'chsav, write down the parsha b'shneyatzma, called parsha b'shneyatzma. And later HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to be medabik everything together, so the Gemara says nitn tervin is chatsha alocha. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want you to put it all together, text A, text B, text C, and juggle it up and put it like this, so that's the Sefer Shalom, and anything less than the Sefer Shalom is called Sholei Bichsav, called Baal Peh. The Gemara suggests this not Kamina, but it comes from the Gila Latinic with Islamic one.
You say, I'm not really
sure
that there are three texts, right?
They both hold there were three. They both hold there were three texts. The only machlokes is it's clear from the Chumash. That's what the Chazon Ish says. That is given. That's Muslim. So he says sometimes, I dava sham ha-moshe mi-avis moev lehem. Sometimes dava sham ha-moshe mi-oi moev lehem. Sometimes dava sham ha-moshe mi-arasinai lehem. You see that this is text A, the Chumash label. This is from text A. That's from text B. This is text C. Every Dover Tomei has a mocker in Kedusha. The biblical critics who say that the Torah is a composite of many texts is other Feirish Chumash. As he says, it says so in the Torah. This is in text A, that's in text B, that's in text C. Every Dover Tomei. The biggest tumah has a mocker in Kedusha. The only thing is that you twist it a little bit. Like the Nachash said. Nachash said that this is the Eitz HaDaas Tov Hara. The Baruch Shem says the Eitz HaDaas Tov Hara. So what does it mean, Eitz HaDaas Tov Hara? So the Mefarshim gives different shots. And what it boils down to is, like the Chassidish Shetzvarim say, everybody says the same shot. The Rambam and Moran Yerucham has a pshat, the Rabban HaKumish has a pshat, the Chassidish Shetzvarim say based on the Zohar. It all boils down to the same thing, but the Zohar says, it's Adas Tovara, Tovara Mirov is what is there. But before a person sins, you know it's clear that this is black and that's white. And that's Mutter and that's us. You know it's clear what to do. And after he sins, then Rabbuna says, Kivin Shaov HaRadim Avera V'Shanavo, a person does an Avera. And then he repeats the Avera, so he starts to rationalize and not just like he has to. All of a sudden he develops the gray area. It's the gray area of Halacha, Tashayla. We're not so sure. Then the longer he sins, the more he sins, so the gray area gets wider and wider and wider, and the black area is shrinking, and the white area is shrinking. Everything is gray, or the white area gets bigger.
I mean, there is a gray area.
There is. There is a gray area, but the Gemara doesn't say everything. Even when the Gemara says, the Gemara says, oh, she could be Shammai, La Yosef, La Kum. Even though it's bigger than King Khan.
I mean, there's a ton of
desert,
but now it's a gray area.
But it's not as wide as everybody thinks. The women's minyanim is not in the gray area. That's no shot. The modern people think, like Rav Huna says, Ki Vishavar Adam Aver Vishonim Bo, after this is Chernik Davins in the Women's Minyanim, and this is Shechta Davins in the Women's Minyanim, all the other people, they all Davins in the Women's Minyanim. So, Rav Huna says, Ki Vishavar Adam Aver Vishonim Bo, and that's just like you have to, the gray area gets bigger and bigger, and they say, well, it's a Shaila, and it's not sure, it's not positive what Rabbi Soloveitchik said. The man is alive, ask him what he said. It's not so clear what Rabbi Moshe Feinstein said. Go ask Rabbi Moshe Feinstein what he said. Well, it's a gray area. That's what Rav Huna says. The person rationalizes. The pasuk says in Mishlei, the Beis Halev has a whole essay about the Zayna, about the prostitute that she sins, and then she develops the whole Hashkafa Sachayim. Everybody has to work for a living. She doesn't want to live off of welfare. She doesn't want to tax the community, so she works for a living. She renders services to the community. She satisfies her customers. She doesn't twist their arm. She doesn't charge too much. They're happy to pay her. She doesn't do anything indecent. So the prophet says, "Zayna, achla machta spiha, rama lo paalti kalavim." I'm doing some positive contribution to mankind, to civilization. Why not? That's what Rav Huna says. A person does an avera, so he rationalizes. So that's what it says. The eitz hadas tovara. After you eat from this eitz hadas, you will have tovara mirov mizebiza. You will have a gray area. You won't realize that this is tov and this is ra. There is a very little gray area, but it's not that wide. So what did the nachash do? The nachash took a davar tahor. The Rebbe Shlom said, "Eitz Hadas Tovara." So the Nachash took it and he twisted around the Rebbe Shlom's words, the Zivud Yisrochaim. He said, "This is the Eitz Hadas Tovara. When you eat from this Eitz, then you become smart. Then you'll be like the Rebbe Shlom. The Rebbe Shlom ate from this Eitz. That's what enabled him to create the world. You eat from this tree, you will also become God." That's a crazy thing, no? If a snake, if any animal, if a Rosh Hashiva would tell me, if Moshe Rabbeinu would tell me that if I eat from this tree, if I eat from that fruit, I'll become God and I'll be able to create a world, I'll send Moshe Rabbeinu to a psychiatrist. It's crazy. But Adam and Chava fell for it. The Nachash said, I'm Shigat. So they fell for it. So they said, okay, we're going to eat from the Eitz Hadas, we're going to believe this is Das Tevara. That's the same, the Eitz Hadas always takes the, how do they say, how does it say? Satan quotes the scripture. Right? That's the Eitz Hadas. That's what the Nachash did. He quoted what the Rebbeinu Shlom said, this is the Eitz Hadas Tevara. And he reinterpreted it, he situated it. That's the same thing over here. The biblical critics say that the Bible is a composite of different texts. 100% them is on me. It says so in the Chumash. How then do you learn Shas? How do you say that's what it says in the Torah? The only thing is it doesn't mean a composite of different texts written by different people at different times. It was all written by the Rebbeinu Shlom's dictation. So Moshe Rabbeinu, why do we have different texts? That's the machlokes of the Kiryas Mishmo. What do you do with the different texts? What is it based on? But it's Emes Lamit. It says in the Chumash it's a composite of different texts, and no two ways about it. Same thing we discussed recently about the Rambam, that the Rishna made a comment about the Yarach Hazokah. Rishna was a Chassidus Rebbe, so he made a comment about the Yarach Hazokah, that the Rambam was really going to become the Melech HaMashiach. And he wrote the Yarach Hazokah that Min HaShemayim that was going to be the constitution of the Jewish state of the Medina. And then Min HaShemayim they saw that the door wasn't Goy Lekach. That's what the Rishna said. How did he know? I don't know. He had a pipeline then. But he said Min HaShemayim they saw the door wasn't Goy Lekach. So they saw to it that Hatzogah should be written on the Rambam. They wrote the Hatzogah for Raiv and the Hatzogah for Ramach, and many other Hatzogahs disagreeing with the Rambam to knock down the Koyach of the Rambam, that it shouldn't be like, this is the constitution. So they knocked down the Koyach and the whole plan was canceled Min HaShemayim. So there's a historian, there are people who claim to be historians, they say the Rambam had a Mishigas in his head. Swedish people who went to the Tiger Shore, so they become worse than the non-observant people. So they wrote books on history, so where they interpret history. So they say the Rambam had this crazy Mishigas in his head, that he's going to be Mashiach. He took the word of the vision, and he wrote the Yarach HaZokah to be the constitution for the Jewish state, because he thought that he's going to come to Mashiach. He had this mania that he's going to come to Melech HaMashiach, and they explain history based on it. They explain a whole bunch of things based on it. It's a Dovah Tohor, that the vision says Meshay Kedusha, and if you twist it just a little bit, you make a Dovah Tohor out of it. That's what every apikur that starts off as a Dovah Tohor Miyot, a Dovah Kodesh, and you just twist it, and it comes apikur. The Rambam was right to become the Melech HaMashiach. And Min HaShemayim, they saw to it that he should compose this great sefer of Yarach HaZokah to serve as the constitution for the Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael, for the Medina. That's going to be the constitution. And that's probably why the Lubavitcher Rebbe encourages everybody to study Rambam. He holds that this will hasten the Biyas HaMashiach. We should chazer over the constitution and hope that this will become the constitution of the Medina. Better than the constitution that they have now. We hope that should become. Better to have a Rambam We'll take the Rambam leaving out the Haftogah. Better than the constitution that they have now. He says, but the door wasn't royal cast, that it's so in Hashemayim that Haftogah should be written to knock down the plan, to knock down the Shivas of the Yad HaHazor. So the Friar people took this statement of derision and they twisted it around. That's the way every Apikursus starts like this. Starts from a Mokka Mekana Tahar, and then they twist it a little bit. Just twist it. It becomes Apikursus, like the Nochesh, with the Itzadak.
Do you
don't have that display there? How else are you going to read the
passage?
I don't know if you need any interpretation. You translated it into English, no? That's what it says. Chazanish is in Chelek Arachayim. Usually the Simonim go according to the Simonim in the Shulchan Aruch. There is no Simon in the Shulchan Aruch, I think, by Yontek Shavuot. If I'm not mistaken, he has an essay entitled Zeta Nisinas HaTeira. The Torah writes, the Gemara in Chagig, it gives a few nafkaminis lezina, whether like Rabbi Akiva or like Rabbi Shmuel. The Sugi in Chagig is avov.
Why does he
I don't know. According to Rabbi Shmuel, we understand why. He gave a little bit now, more later, and even more later. According to Rabbi Akiva, we don't understand why. Why did he give previous conversions? I don't know. The Gemara doesn't discuss. Good question. According to the Rambam. There is a machlokes, the Rambam and the Rambam. The Rambam, the Arach Hazok, it says in Perek Yud Alach Aleph and Ilchos Sefer Torah. We learned last night. Gave a shiur last night. So the Rambam writes, you can only learn Kriyas HaTorah from the Sefer Kosher. Because Mishnah quotes the Tshuvas HaRashbo, quotes the Tshuvas HaRambam, who exists the Tshuvas HaRambam, who says the reverse from what he writes in the Arach Hazok. He writes that you can learn, he says, B'chol Orei Tzvara, the practice was, he used to learn Kriyas HaTorah, Baal Peh. Not from the Sefer at all, you still learn Baal Peh. But you don't need the Tehachsha. It's a theory. So Lachatzila, we always follow the Rambam and the Arach Hazok. If you don't have a kosher Sefer Torah, just don't learn. Just don't learn at all. But the Yevit, if they already learn from a Pasuk of Sefer Torah, and they find out in the middle that it's possible, so then the Paskim, most of the Paskim say that the Yevit, we rely on the Shuvas HaRambam, and we don't have to learn over what we already did. We just take out a Sefer Torah to learn the rest of the Pasuk.
You only have to learn the Sefer Torah. You
wouldn't make
that?
No. Even though the Haftorah, that's it. You see, the Rambam, we follow the Rambam of the Arach Hazok, that we cannot claim the constitution of the Medina. Follow the Medina constitution that you cannot be able to create a Torah from a popular perspective. Rabbi Akiva says that the Torah was given from A to Z with three different versions. Three times, the Gemara says. Har Sinai, Oil Moed, and Arvis Mel. And then when it came to putting together the Sefer, we have it now. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, on some didn't he said use text A, on some didn't use text Z, and on some didn't use text Z.
Rashi's
going to Rebbe Akiva. Rashi's going to one part of Rebbe Akiva. Yes, from A to Z, everything was given to Har Sinai. That's Rebbe Akiva's sheet. Rebbe Shmuel says not everything was given. Everything was given to Har Sinai with one text, then in Oil Moed with the second text, everything was given the second time with a different version, from A to Z, but written differently. Let's say everybody's writing notes now. Let's say everybody writes everything that I say. So everybody writes in a different text. But then when I want to put together my book, I'm going to use your notes for one part of the Shia, his notes for another part, and his notes for another part. That'll be Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva says. The Baruch Shmuel came to putting together his final, came to the publication. We used a little from this text, a little from that text, a little from that text. The Ramban writes in the Hakdome, the Chazanish quotes in the Ramban, that there was some demon that clearly were not given a Hatsina. That's on the Chumash they weren't given. Okay? Not everything was given a Hatsina.
Isn't it like people take
it? I mean,
Hashem gave
the
word for
it. Hashem dictated it three times in three different ways.
You don't know why it's there.
I don't know why. I don't know. We don't know why. You and I don't know why. Maybe someone else knows why. Chazanish doesn't discuss why. I don't know. Torah says regarding the mitzvah of Shemitah and Yovel, it says, Kisavoy al-Horet. So the Gemara comments that Kisavaya means after Yerusha v'Yeshiva, after the Shevish HaKibsha and the Shevish HaChilku. Yeshua Benun had to fight for 7 years to conquer Eretz Yisrael from the 31 kings. Then they had a fight amongst themselves for the Din HaTorah for 7 years to divide Eretz Yisrael amongst the Jews. That took as long as bumping up the 31 kings. And then it still didn't finish. So they made a quick chalukah, 1, 2, 3. They made a chalukah even on those parts of Eretz Yisrael that they didn't conquer yet. That's what the prophet said in favor of Yeshua. After the Shevish HaKibsha, the Shevish HaChilku, that's called Kisavoyu. And then year number 15, Levi Asaharis, was year number 1, the Minyan Shemitah Yehovah. That's what the Rambam quotes from the Gemara. That was year number 1. That's because it says Kisavoyu. But in the Mitzvah of Chalo, it doesn't say Kisavoyu, it says Bivayachem. That's what the Gemara in Suvah Zalchobay says, that Miyad Neskaiba B'Chalo. And they crossed over the Yard, and Bivayachem, as he coming in Eretz Yisrael. In the first 14 years, they were already Chayiv in Hafroshas Chalo and Atarim. That's why the Gemara there in Suvah points out that even if one should assume that the Zman HaZeh, the Mitzvah of Trumas HaMayis is only Mitzvah Rabbanon, why should one assume that Mitzvah of Trumas HaMayis is only Mitzvah Rabbanon? Zman HaZeh, because Kedusha Shniyah Loi Kitcha Lossi Lovoi. There's no Kedusha Saritz, the Zman HaZeh. The Rabbeinu Baruch happens to pass him like that. The Rabbeinu Baruch, the author of the Sefer HaTrumah. There are two Rishon, there's the Sefer HaTrumah, a little Sefer by a Balatesis, Rabbeinu Baruch. So it's quoted every so often, Rabbeinu Baruch. A little skinny Sefer, smaller than this. Sefer HaTrumah. And then there's the Sefer HaTrumah, the Talmud of the Ramban on Chayshi Mishpat Hilchos Torah, but the whole tour is patterned after the Sefer HaTrumot. And every other page, the Shach is quoting Chayshi Mishpat from the Sefer HaTrumot. And the Gedulei Truma by an Italian Rav, he wrote a long commentary on the Sefer HaTrumot. So the Rabbeinu Baruch, the Baal Sefer HaTrumot, is quoted by the Zonda Goyim in Shin Lamed Aleph near a day. Rabbeinu Baruch is the one Rishon who says the Feirish that Loi Kitchel HaTzvah, that Eretz Yisrael has no Kedusha of Bizman HaZeh. The Kedusha was brought from. So the Gemara says, but even if you would hold like that Tzvorek, that there's no Kedusha Sarah, so Truma Samaisis is only the Rabbana, but Chala would still be the Arais to Bizman HaZeh. Why? Because the Gemara says, Shaharei, Sheva Shekiv, Sheva Sheva Shechilku, they were not Chayiv in Truma Samaisis, and they were Chayiv in Chala. What's the Tushto? The Shavitari is, what's the Ma'im in Yid Neko Nadar? Ma'im Shmid Eko Hasinai? So there is an answer. The answer is, that what was the secret of the first 14 years? It was Eretz Yisrael, but it didn't have Kedusha Sarah. So that's what it is with Bizman HaZeh also. It's Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't have Kedusha Sarah. If you hold that Loi Kitcha Lossi Lov. That's what the Gemara says. At one point, the Gemara suggests in Kedusha Zabchav Dei, that even if one would assume Kedusha Zabchav Dalet, but even if one should assume that Bizman HaZeh Loi Kitcha Lossi Lov, there's no Kedusha Sarah, and Shumas HaMais, which is only Midi Rabbanon, but Chala would be, you're right. So then the Gemara concludes that it's not so. But just to be versed, the Gemara, even if one should assume that Trumas HaMaisis Bizman HaZeh are the Arais, because Kedusha Shniyah can Kitcha Lossi Lover, that's how the Ruba of the Pasen hold, the Kedusha Shniyah is Kitcha Lossi Lover, but Chala will only be the Rabbanon, because the Pasen says Bivayachen by Chala, and it has the connotation of Bivias Kulchem Amarti Lachem, Velo Bivias Miktadchem. So the days of Yeshua Benun, there was a Bivias Kulchem. The overwhelming majority of the Jewish nation marched into Eretz Yisrael. They left their wives and their children, the Sheikhim, the Tapechim, Yiyu Biorei HaMitzor, they stayed in Eivar Yadin, but everybody else went to Eretz Yisrael. So that was Bi'at Kulchem. The majority of the Jewish population at that time entered Eretz Yisrael, but the man Ezra, the majority of the Jewish population, stayed in Barapah, and they didn't want to go on Aliyah, so that's why there wasn't a Bi'at Kulchem. So even Bizman Ba'isheni, the Gemara says, there was not, that's how we passed on Aloha, there was not an obligation of Chala Menatayr. Chala Bizman HaZeh is love their rights in the sense of Bizman HaZeh, even Bizman Ba'isheni, Chala Bizman HaZeh Rabbanah. Chala Kutzlar is a lower the Rabbanah, but even a lower the Rabbanah than in Eretz Yisrael. But even in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman HaZeh, the Chala is only the Rabbanah. That's how the Gemara says.
Was
Orla Nohe? Yeah, I think so. I don't remember, but I think Orla was Nohe right away. I don't know. The Gemara says whenever it says Kisavai means Lacha Yerusha Yeshiva. I don't remember the Gabi Orlov. I think it said the Feirish Adin. The Shosh and Ichmi says Sol Oris. I think it says that the Orlov Chutzlaret is also Orlov. But the question is, would it be Orlov Chutzlaret or Orlov Eretz Yisrael? Which status would it have? I think it has the din of Orlov Eretz Yisrael. I don't remember. But it's going to be awesome anyway. Either Mitam Orlov Eretz Yisrael or Orlov Chutzlaret. There's the Yerushalmi, the beginning of Orla talks about it. It's in a Mishnah, no? A Mishnah with the Yerushalmi. B'shosh ha'nichnis Yisrael ha'aretz. And they found that the Goyim had planted trees, so those trees that were planted before did not have a din of harvest. Those trees that they planted after they came in, it's a very old harvest in the title, whatever they planted after they came in, right away was in Sky Barla. I think it says it had a din of harvest or harvest, not all of the trees.
Naftimin,
if it's Dofei, Arla B'chutzlars, it's Mutter, possible Naftimin, if it's Reifa. We discussed it at length every year. So what's the chilek between Arla B'chutzlars and Arla B'chutzlars? And this week said, we have the din of Shas HaBiur. The prophet says that the parents that grow in Shemitah here have a Kedusha's Peres Shemit. And what are you supposed to do with Kedusha's Peres Shemit? Voice of Shabbat Torah for Chem Le'ochlo. The mitzvah to eat it. We mentioned yesterday, the Ramban says that it's a mitzvah sesi, a svar that you say a brocha. In addition to the brocha of Hamoitzi or whatever, for a prehoit, you also say a brocha. Shekir Shonim and Mitzvahs with Tivon of Allah Chilat Peres Shemit. Adin and Post, when they say a brocha, Bichas HaMitzvah and Inim. But then the Torah says it in, Voice of Shabbat Torah for Chem Le'ochlo, so one could argue only Lachem, and you're not permitted to give it to a behemah. You're not permitted to give it to a nachri, because it will constitute a bitul mitzvah. So the Chumash says no. The Sifra points out, the Chumash says no. The Chov, the Abduchov, the Lamotka, the Hemtecha, the Lachai, Asher, Batecha, Tiye, Kol, Tvo, Tlechol. Says the Pharisee that you can let the behemah eat it all. The Rashi quotes from the Sifra and from the Gemara discusses, why does it say, the Hemtecha, the Lachai, Asher, Batecha? Why does it say both the Hemtecha and Chaya, Asher, Batecha? If the Chaya is a chelet, if the wild animals can eat, and it's not Mizan the same Alecha, so the Hemtecha, the behemoths that you have at home, the tame animals, the domesticated animals, because Allah has kama the kama that your behemoths that Mizan the same Alecha, that you're permitted to let them eat Lucius Perishis. So the Gemara has it, Rosh, the Shura has Rosh on this passage, that calls Mansh, Chayu achel es basod, the hemtoch achel es babayit. But if kol alachayim en asod, if there's no more perishvies on the field for the behemoth to eat, then kalei le behemtoch en abayit. That's the shas habiur. And you're not permitted to let your behemoth eat the perishvies that you have at home. Ramban HaChumash has a chiddush nifla. He suggests that maybe this whole institution of biur, that's called shas habiur. Time that you have to be mevayir. He suggests maybe the whole din of biur is only with the rabbanah. Chiddush in the Ramban. He's mistapik to say that the whole thing is only the Ramban. The Pashto says that it's a din minatir. The Ramban has an important quotation that the Chazon Ish works on as an institution of Eitzer Beis Din. Those who don't rely on the Het HaMechir of Hishnas HaShlito or to the Agudas. The Mizrahi relies on the Rabbanut has a Het HaMechir. Those who don't rely on the Het HaMechir, so what do? How do they get a trading from Perishvit? So they rely on the Chazon Ish, who relies on the Ramban, who relies on Yerushalmi, who relies on a perceptor. The perceptor, there's an institution of an Oitzah Bezin. That's Ramban on this week said, there's an Oitzah Bezin. That the din of Biur is only chal on privately owned Pardesim. But if I give over my Pardes to the Bezin, the Bezin is supervising it, then the whole institute, the whole din of Shas HaBiur doesn't apply. Of course, the Bezin can appoint me as a Shomer. They can appoint me as a watchman for this Pardes. But it has to be given over to Bezin. That's the institution of the Oitzah Bezin. Ramban quotes that in Yerushalmi, Bishem of perceptor, this week's Senate. It may be similar to the din of Prusbos, may also be based on something similar, that just like the din of Shas HaBiur doesn't apply if Bezin is supervising this Pardes, so too there's no din of Shemitah Shtofim if Bezin is in charge of collecting the debt. Right. And Prusbos was a further extension of the din. The Moshe Shtaroi says, but Bezin, that's how Taisa says. Rashi says that Prusbos is Midirabbanon means that even Moshe Shtaroi says, but Bezin is also Midirabbanon. The whole thing is only Midirabbanon. In HaTorah, Shemitah cancels all debt. And Taisus disagrees with Rashi. That's the beginning of Marcus. Taisus disagrees with Rashi and says not true. Moshe Shterosim Lebezin is a Diminat Torah. That Prusbul is considered as a Moshe Shterosim Lebezin, that's the Kul of Hilo. That's the Kul of the Rabban. But the original Din of Moshe Shterosim Lebezin is a Din Derais. But the way Taisus learns, that's what it generally assumed, not like Rashi, like Taisus, these two Dinah may be related. The institution of Moshe Shterosim Lebezin with the institution of Oitzah Bezin that the Ramban quotes in the Yerushalmi, Yerushalmi Atosefta, may be related. They're not owned by this. They're owned by their original owner, but everybody has the right to eat it. Healthcare, everybody has the right to eat the payros. So Desna is supervising the distribution of these payros, and then they have a right to pay the guy who's in charge of the pardes for his chayr tarchoi. He can't get as rich during the Shemitah year as he gets during the other years, but they can pay him for his work. But he's doing the work on behalf of the business. So the Aguda always makes a Bezdin, Rabbi Yisrael Grossman, a member of the Bezdin of the, that's Rabbi Grossman from Migdal Haemek, his father, Big Talmud Chacham, and they have a Bezdin. They make that Bezdin.
They
make
the Bezdin. They
that's right.
The
no. No, these are from people. The guy who owns the Pardes is Achsidish guy, Morgenstern, Kotzke Rebbe. But he's a Rebbe on the side. His main partner is from selling the Sregen. He's an Enikol Rabbi Yosef Engel. He sells that also on the side. He sells Rabbi Yosef Engel's farm on the side. He's trying to convince him that if he would sell all of the Kisvayah that he has from Rabbi Yosef Engel that are just sitting and rotting away, he would be a multi-millionaire instead of playing games with these Sregen. He doesn't believe it. He doesn't think that he's going to make so much money on the Kisvayah of Rabbi Yosef Engel. He lets them rot away and he sells his Sregen. So when it comes Shemitah, he gets himself an Eitzah Bezdin. He's one of the guys. The other, the religious people. So they ask a Bezdin to take over their Pardes for the Shemitah year, to make an Eitzah Bezdin institution, and then they work on behalf of the Bezdin. They can sell it. I don't remember all the details. I don't think it helps too much for the selling. But it prevents the din of Shas Abir to take effect. That's the question. When is the Shas Abir? The Torah says, When there's no longer, each fruit and vegetable has its own and grain has its own Shas Abir. The Rabbanut always sends out Moidores, that this vegetable is the Shas Abir, that vegetable is that Shas Abir. They give you dates when the Shas Abir is for each and every vegetable. So Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, the very last tshuva, I think, in his sefer Igris Moshe Chelik Arachayim, the first chelik, where he comes up with a very interesting chiddush. Probably 100% right. That's a very interesting chiddush. He says that the din is kol alachayim and asar kalel behem tchom and abayis, means if there are no more carrots in the field, if there are no more oranges, then that's the shas habir for the oranges that you have now. What do you mean there are no more oranges? What if there are oranges, but the oranges don't have kedushas teirushis? So then he writes that he thinks that that's already called Shas Abir. If the Kedusha, if the Shemitah Dika oranges are gone, the no more oranges, the Kedusha Seri Shvit. But there are oranges on the tree. It's the same min that I'm talking about, but this min doesn't have Kedusha Seri Shvit. So he thinks that that's called Shas Abir. How would that be? So he says in the Iroquois we go Basa Lekita. So any Iroquois that didn't have a Lekita during the Shnas HaShemitah will never, ever, ever be able to be Kaddish with Kedusha Teir Shvi, because he's going to rip it off in the ground. Lekita means when you rip it off in the ground. He discusses that also. What does it mean, Shas Lekita? Machlek says it's in Ritva, when it means Lekita. Mamashah means the Gemar HaBishul, the complete ripening of the fruit. So whatever it means, if the Lekita is not going to take place in Shnas HaShemitah, so those Yerachas will never be able to have a Kedushas Teir Shviz. So Ramosha writes that when is the Shas HaBiur for vegetables? He says it has to be Rosh Hashanah of Matzoi Shemitah. It can't be anything else. Because once Shemitah comes to an end, Rosh Hashanah Matzoi Shemitah, so there will never be any more, there are no more vegetables on the field that have a Kedushas Teir Shviz. Impossible to Shemitah. The other vegetables will have to be ripped off. You're going to have the Lakita after Shnas HaShemitah. And the Shana HaShemitah, they won't have any Kedushas Teir Shviz. So it's an Einfach. It's against the Tatum. Having thought it's the Tatum of Hashanah Fakir, he says he doesn't understand it. It has to be like this. Look what. The Rabbanut in Eretz Yisrael, I don't think, assumes like that much. They assume if there's still vegetables that grew during the Shemitah year, that's called not yet the Shas Habir until those vegetables disappear. They give you an approximate date when they're probably going to disappear. That's another thing, the Rabbanut. But those that don't rely on the Mechira, so they give you Zmanim of Shas Abir. So there's Zmanim are assuming not like Rabbi Shem Siddur. They're assuming like the Tosfos in Hashanah. Ramosha has this time. What's the din of Esrog? Esrog is Basa Lekita also. That's why Ramosha has his true with that. Esrog, even though it's a Sri Ha'et, it's not a vegetable, but the Gemara says on the first daf in Kiddushin, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Bikurim, that Esrog is Dinu Kiyarek Legabi, that it goes Basa Lekita. So it goes Basa Lekita, the Shas Abir for Esrogim would be Rosh Hashanah of Matzoi Shemitah. That's the Shas Habir. What are you supposed to do when it comes to Shas Habir? What's Salah? What are you supposed to do when it comes to Shas Habir?
The Kula
Chumra. Chumra. Everybody else assumes that the Shas Habir is a few months into the Shana Hashmini.
Over Shana
Matzoi Shemitah. Matzoi Shemitah, right.
Wait. Matzoi
Shemitah. Matzoi Shemitah. Right. Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah is a year. So during the Shnat HaShemitah, there's a Din HaShemitah. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah of the end of the Shemitah,
yeah,
the day after the Shemitah ended, the Moshe says, it's all over. That's the Shas Abir for all the vegetables in Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because there are no vegetables on the field. The field is full of vegetables. There are no Shemitah vegetables. All the vegetables on the field are Shana HaShemitah's vegetables. In the Tzias, they grew in the Shas HaShemitah. But he says, Al Pidin, they're not Shemitah vegetables. No, the Shminas. There may be more than one reason, but one of the demons is that if you got a pri from an Eitzet Bez, the laws of beer don't apply. Yeah. In the 7th year, there's no beer. The beer is always in the 8th year. Shnas HaBir is in the 8th. There's a Shnas HaBir, that's a different beer. The 4th year and the 7th year of every Shemitah cycle is a Shnas HaBiur, that you have to get rid of all of the Trumas and Mises and so on by Pesach of the 4th year in Pesach of the Shemitah year, and then say Biyarti HaKodesh Min Abayis. That's called Shnas HaBiur. That's the year of getting rid of the Tzur. But that's not called the Shas HaBiur. The Shas HaBiur is the Din of Shemitah, the Kol HaLachayim and HaSodeh Kaleila Behem Tuchom Min Abayis. The Moshe says that Esrogim is always a problem right away. Rosh Hashanah of Matzoi Shemitah is right away the Shas HaBiur. Because there are no Esrogim around in Eretz Yisrael that have Kedusha Seishas. There are Esrogim around that grew during Shemitah year, fine, but they don't have Kedusha Shemitah. They don't have Kedusha Seishas. That's his Kiddush. He thinks that they do have to have. He quotes Taisa says not, but he thinks that it's wrong. A Yan of Esrog is also good. A Yan of Esrog. The Gam Tinto. Esrogim grow outside of Eretz Yisrael also, but there are Eitzes, in Eretz Yisrael also. What are you supposed to do when it comes Shas HaBir? What happens when the Shas HaBir comes? Call Alachaim and Asada Kalei Lebehem Tuchom and Abayi. So what do you do with it? You throw it out. What do you do with it? But if Machlek is the Rambam and the Raiva, do you burn it, or do you redistribute it? What are you supposed to do with the Peris after the Shas HaBir? So the Yerushalmi says something about being Mafke the Peris Shviyas when it comes Shas HaBir. Look, Yerushalmis are always pretty obscure. That's why the Yeshiva Institute are Yerushalmi Shia. Everybody should, every Sunday afternoon at 12:30, you're invited. By the way, this Sunday I won't be able to say Shia. So everyone is invited to Hazard to prepare in the morning for the Yerushalmi Shia and then attend this Sunday. So the Yerushalmi is always pretty obscure. There's a major machlokes over here, a major machlokes, what the Yerushalmi said about being mafkid the parents when it comes Shas HaBir. So the Chazon Ish and all those who follow him, Rabbi Chaim Michel Pitashinsky also, contemporary of the Chazon Ish, I think everybody else in the Aristotle learns Pshat and Shalom like the Chazon Ish, that it means the following: if I have Peris Shviyas and I mafkir them before the Shas HaBir, let's say they send me, they put an advertisement in the newspaper that next Wednesday is going to be the Shas HaBir. So on Tuesday afternoon, before Shkia, 8 o'clock in Shkia, I mafkir the Peris Shviyas that I have. So that when it comes Wednesday, I don't possess those perishvies. They're not in my ownership. They're hefker. So just like if it's in the bailus of Bezin, if it's in the Bezin, the din of Shas HaBir doesn't take effect. So if it's in the ownership of hefker, the law of Shas HaBir won't take effect. So if I would mafkir it in advance of the Shas HaBir on Tuesday, Wednesday is the Shas HaBir. That's in the newspaper. But and then I wait till after Wednesday is over, and then Thursday I'm re-zeichem in a hefker, my perishvies. So that's what the Chazon Ish says. That's what the Yerushalmi says, that everything is kosher v'yosh. No problem. The only din of beer takes effect if you owned it on Wednesday. Then there's a din of beer. Then you can't be mafkir. Then with the machlekes of the Rambam, right? What do you do? So some Rishonim say you burn it. Beer means you have to burn it. Some Rishonim say you have to redistribute it. Give it to the government, to the Bezin. Bezin redistributes it among everybody else. You can't keep it for yourself. Now Moshe Feinstein disagrees. This left true in Chelek Arachai. He also wrote a pirush on Yerushalmi's right. When he was a young man in Russia, that he wrote a whole pirush on Yerushalmi's right. He says that that's not what the obscure Yerushalmi means. It means when it comes Wednesday, and it's the Shas HaBir, all you have to do is be mafkir your Peris Shviyas, and then you can be zeicha them back again. The Shalom on Yisrael. I don't know. Okay. But it means that you mafkir it after the Shas HaBir.
I think the two is before also. I don't know how you said.
I don't know. Okay. I don't remember. I thought I was brought up thinking like the Chazon Ish, that if you own the Peris Shviyas, the Shas HaBir, it's all over. But either you burn it or you have to redistribute it, whatever the pshat is in Biur, Perish Biur. And the Eitzah that Yerushalmi says about being mafkir means if you mafkir before the Shasa Biur and at the time of the Biur Tefker, like if it belongs to Bezim the Shasa Biur, so the Din of Biur doesn't take effect. So the Tefker also the Din of Biur doesn't take effect. But to say that you wait till the Biur just mafkir and you take it back, that's a big chiddush. Why is it not in the store?
No, it's in my kitchen.
Why not? You do it all the time. The Shammai sheet says that every Arab Shabbos everybody's masked their leichter. The Gemara says that the Shammai holds that there's an Easter of Shita's Kalim. You're not allowed to let your Kalim participate in the Malacha on Shabbos. Not only actively participate, even passively, to have the Kli sit passively and have a Malacha done on top of it. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, coming to Beishana, how do you leave your pot with the chon cooking on the fire? And how do you leave your candlestick? It's a Kli, it's a din of Shvichas Kalim, it's a din, they're right to coming to Beishana. So the Gemara says, Achkuri Mapkulu, that all the women are Mapkulu, the pots on Erev Shabbos. So in your kitchen with their chon, the food they're not Mapkulu, the pot they're Mapkulu. So you don't understand, why are you giving Mapkulu, your Kalim that are in your house? Like, yes, ain't on a Mapkulu, don't be Shana Bishusa, the Gemara says, you have to be Mapkulu, that's the thing that Shalom Bishusa. If it's a pot that's Gonu, that's the Bishusa, you can't be Mapkulu. Every vegetable, every fruit has a different shasa biur. Feinstein claims that the Shas HaBir is before Sukkot. Shas HaBir for all vegetables and for a swing and dinam ki rock and for Rabbi this and go back to the Kiko, that Rosh Hashanah is going to be the Shas HaBir. So how can you use your estric to claim the Haiter Achila? The Gemara says the estric that you use, what's wrong with the Shemitah estric? What's wrong? Why can't you use an estric of Shemitah? So the problem is that the claim of Haiter Achila. After the Shas HaBir. After the Shas HaBir, not allowed to eat it. That's what Moshe says, to be mafkrit and be zaycha back, and the problem is solved. But no one else holds like Rav Moshe. They hold like, you know, they're afraid of what Rav Moshe said, that maybe the Shas HaBir is Rosh Hashanah, but just to be mafkrit and take it back doesn't help. They say, make an Eitzah Bezdin. And that's the Yerushalmi, quoting the Tosefta, that if the Srogim were gotten from an Eitzah Bezdin, then the din of Shas HaBir doesn't apply.
What's the other din of
there are a few problems, so this is one of the problems. If you're going to use the Esrog on Sukkot after the Shas HaBir, on the assumption that Rosh Hashanah is the Shas HaBir, the Sukkot follows Rosh Hashanah, so after the Shas HaBir, then we'll have the Rachila. But it's not good for the Mishnah.
Why do you can't sell an Esrog with Sviyah? You know, you told me the money is in the Lulu
Esrog, why? The one who's selling is violating the Esrog of Sviyah of the Perishvi. That's another thing, the Yachla below the Sviyah. He's violating these. Right.
Part of Moshe, that the Yerushalmi argue the Rambam calls him Yerushalmi, does not say he has to burn it.
I don't know, why doesn't the Rambam give this aid so that he mafkir could then take it back? I don't know, why do you ever have to burn it? Isn't it pashtus against Rav Moshe? No? That's what the Chazanish says. If you owned it at the time of the Shasa Biur, then you're stuck. Then either you burn it or you redistribute, whether like the Rambam or the Rambam. If you didn't own it the Shasa Biur, you were mafkir in advance, then Yerushalmi says you have an aid. Be mafkir before the Shasa Biur so the din of Biur doesn't take it back. Rav Moshe says that even if you had it the Shasa Biur, just be mafkir and take it back. Isn't that against all the Rishon? That's exactly the term. That's why no one learns like that. That's his cash, yeah. It's the Pasha is not. That's what the Chazanish time is. The Pasha of Shad Mach like Rav Moshe. I don't know. The Pasha is not like Rav Moshe, I think. And this week said, we came.
But they're not allowed to take care of it. I mean, they're allowed to take it over, but they can't afford it.
That's the din of Avodah Zarah, right? That's not allowed. Right.
So all that, and it doesn't accomplish the fact that they can take care of the
Jews. No, right. That's a parsha b'fnei atzma. Are you allowed to water the trees and so on? So then, if you sell it to a nochri, then you have a whole machlekes. That's a long arichas one. The Torah has a difference. Safarta l'chol sheva shabbos l'shalom sheva shalom sheva pa'an. What does it mean? Safarta l'chol doesn't mean it's really a mitzvah. So the Rambam writes like that. It's a mitzvah. There's not gadol. Loshen yochid. What does that mean? So the Ravid in his commentary on the Torah's Kanim says that you shouldn't think that it's a chayva that's only mutalis on the Bez Nagod like the Safarta Lecho. By Sphir Shnos Shmitin the Yovlos for the purpose of being Kaveya Yovel. So this is also Sphir Shnos for the purpose of being Kaveya Shavuot. So one might have thought that Kriya Samaladros is a mitzvah mutalis on Bez Nagod only. That's why the Chumash writes, "No, Sfartem Lochem Shitei Sfir Lachalecha V'Yechad." That it's a Chayves HaYochid. It's not only a Chayves Bezin. But here, by the Sfiras Hashanim, it says singular the Sfartem Lochem. So the Rambam writes, it's a mitzvah and a Bezin Avram. Rambam Chumash is mistopic whether it's really a mitzvah or it just means you should count off. You should look at a calendar. Every Rosh Hashanah, at the beginning of the 15th year after Yeshua Benun came to Eretz Yisrael, the Rambam writes, Bezin Avram got together. And they counted Shana Zu, Shana Rishon, and the Minyan Shemitah. The next year, Rosh Hashanah, they got together. They said Shana Zu. Right. After count Sphere of the Pit. And then when it came the 50th year, they said Shana Zu, Shana Hamishim, the Minyan Spheres, the Minyan Sphere, the Hish, Nasa Yevo. And that's mitzvah, the Kiddush to Mishnasa Hamishim Shana, that the Bez Nagorul has the mitzvah to count and to be Mekadosh. Abchaim explains in the Shita Sarah and the Shita Sagoinim that if the Bez Nagorul doesn't count, it's not Chal. The Yevo is not Chal. The Rambam has a machlokes with the Goyim, as is explained in the Beis Yitzchok, for those who read the Yesterday. The Rambam has a machlokes. The Gemara says the machlokes of Yudan and Rabbanan. How do you count? 7, 7, 7, 7. We every 7th year is Shemitah, no matter what. That's Reb Yudah Shemitah. Every 7th year is Shemitah. When is Yovel? The 50th year will be Yovel, but it's still 7, 7, 7. Doesn't change the fact that Shemitah is every 7th year. And the Chachamim say no. 7 times 7 is 49, then the next year is a blank year, then you count again, 49, and a blank year, then 49, and a blank year, that's how we pass. So the Rambam says, and then the Gemara says in the end of Erechim, that even at a certain period of time, that they didn't observe the laws of Yovel for technical reasons, because he didn't have Kol Yisrael left, so he didn't have the laws of Yovel being observed, this is the end of Erechim, and that's Lam and Aleph on the basis of some. Nevertheless, the Gemara says, "Manu Yovlos l'Kadosh Mitzvah." You should count Yovel as a blank year. In order that you shouldn't count 7, 7, 7 l'Yom Avod. You count 7 times 7 is 49. Then Yovel is a blank year. Then 49. Then a blank year. So the Rambam writes that if you would ask me, I would have held that that's what we should do. Bisman Azeh, count 49 blank year, 49 blank year, 49 blank year. But the Gonim hold not, so he counts 7, 7, 7, 7. And he says, and since that's the minig, the Gonim lives in Eretz Yisrael. The Gonim will live in Eretz Yisrael, not the Goni bubble. So he says, since that was the minig, so he says the minig is kaveh the din. The Rambam writes, that's the kasha, the Ravid is. What are you talking about, Zok? You're going to pass like Rav Yudah? The Ravid says, no, pass like the Rambam. The Rambam says, no, don't pass like the Rambam. That's what Rav Soloveitchik says, that this is to the best of his knowledge. This is the only place where the Rambam says, don't pass like the Rambam. The Ravid says, the Ravid is mocking, he says, do pass like the Rambam. So the Ravid says, that's Rav Yudah sheet, the 7, 7. How can you pass like Rav Yudah? We don't pass like. So the Rambam says, even though he doesn't think that it makes sense, but since that is the minig, You have to follow the minhag, because the minhag is kovea what halacha is over here. So Rav Chaim has in a safe on that Rambam, but it doesn't make any sense. Isn't the Rambam right? The Gemara says mefurish in the end of everything. That even when you don't observe the laws of Yovel, you still have to count Yovel as a blank year. So the Rav Chaim explains that the pshat is as follows: that if you don't have a Bez Nagodol counting, then Yovel never takes effect. If you have Bez Nagodol counting, then Yovel is nikva as a separate, as a blank year. So even if you're not observing, even if Bnei Yisrael are not obligated to observe the laws of Yovel, but still it was nikva by the Bez Nagodol, like this Sfira, as a 50th year of blank year that doesn't belong to the minion of 7-7. But Bizman Azer, the Goyim are saying that we don't have any Bez Nagodol counting anymore. So Mimela, there's no din of Yovel at all. Yovel doesn't happen by itself. That's what he said, that's the Shitas Hagon. Based on Rav Chaim, one could even suggest a more radical idea. That maybe not only do you have to have Bezin counting to be Kaveh Yovel, maybe you have to have Bezin counting to be Kaveh Shemitah. So maybe Shemitah shouldn't happen by itself. Even Shabbat happens by itself. The Rebbeinu Shalom created a world. And Sheishis he made gracious. And then he rested on the seventh of it. Yom Yishrei Shabbat by Nafash. And the Rebbeinu Shalom declared that every seventh day is Shabbos, whether you like it or not. So Shabbos is Kriya V'Kaimah, Misheishis Mei Breish, the Gemara says. But maybe one should say that just like you need Sfiras HaShonim to be Kaveh Yovel, Rav Chaim's interpretation in the Goyim Shita, that's what we follow. Maybe you get a Luach. It says on a good Luach, it says, let's say, this year, Top Shin Mem Hei, Ishana HaChamishis L'Minyan HaShmitim Kifi Shitas HaGoyim. Oh, so the Chumash has like this, it says the Din of Shmita, then it says the Safar Tavacha Sheva Shabbos Hashanim Sheva Hashanim Sheva Pomen V'hayu Lucho Sheva Shabbos Hashanim Tejim Abayim Shonim. Then it says Yikidash Mishnas HaChamish Mishonim. So should I say that this pasuk, which is written right immediately following Shemitah, introducing Yovel, goes only on Yovel? It's a different parasha. Sucha Restuma there. But he's saying no, that it goes both on Shemitah and Yovel, that if the Bezin doesn't count. So we assume not so. We assume that Shemitah is still around, no? No, Shemitah is nothing to discuss. What's the whole people? Yeah, Mechir or no Mechir, nothing to discuss. But there is a small group of Rishonim who say like that. That's what the Baal Hamor writes in Gittin. And that's what the Raivid, I think, Balo Eshkol, and the other writes like a few Rishonim, I think the Sefer are true most or something. There are a few Rishonim, three obscure Rishonim, all like that. And they say that that's the reason why, because there's no Bezin counting. They say that Bizman HaGemore, Bizman HaGemore, Tanoim the Hamoran, that they had a Bezin counting still. It used to be Mikadosh al Pi Ariya. And Eretz Yisrael, until the days of Abai Zerov. The Rambam says you can only be Mikadosh al Pi Ariya if you have a Bezin Agol. So even though they didn't have a Bezin Agol in Lishkas HaGozis, so the Mele, the Din of Mokum Gorin didn't exist. The Gemara says a Bezin Agol can only give Misa to a Zokin Mamre if you have a Tamtav Alisa la Mokum Alamisha al Mokum Gorin. Once the Bezin Agol was Golum, the Lishkas HaGozis, so there's no Mokum Gorin. So does that mean that the Bezin HaGadol doesn't exist? So that's what the Ramban writes in Sefer HaMitzvah. How can the Rambam say just a statement? A Kiddush HaChodesh al Pi Ariya is only up to the Bezin HaGadol. If they used to practice Kiddush HaChodesh Pi Ariya to the days of Abai Berovin, and there's no Bakum Borein, so there's no Bezin HaGadol to speak of, the boss Hakter HaShining. That's what the Ramban is in Sefer HaMitzvah. So the Mefarshim writes, the Kevinor writes in Sefer, and others say, Rasa Rechikaz in his long kuntris on Kiddush HaChodesh says, no. Ramam Shita is that Mokum Gorim is only a din in Zokhan Mamre, and the Gemara has it, it's a din in administering din in the Foshis in general. You cannot administer din in the Foshis unless that Bez Nagol is the ocean in the temple. But it's not a din in the shame Bez Nagol. Bez Nagol exists even if they're not meeting in the Lishkas HaGoz. So that's what the Ramam writes, that they continue to have Kiddush HaKadosh HaPi Ariya till the days of Abai Barava. That's Mukhof in the Gemara. So that's what other Rishayim say, like the Ramam Mos. He's not the only one. Other Rishayim, the Balamor and this small group, they say, the Gemara talks about, the Amoraim talk about observing the laws of Shemitah, that these to make a Prusbul and Ahin and Aher. He says, yeah, they lived before the Tkuf of Abai Barovu when there was still a Bez Nagodol around, and they were counting the years. So they, because they were counting, so they were Kaveya Shemitah, they were Kaveya Yovel. But we live in a time that there exists no Bez Nagodol, no one's counting. So there's no Shemitah, not Menatara, not Medirabonim, zero. That's how the Balamor writes, there's nothing, it doesn't exist at all. We people, whether Shemitah Bizman is the Raisa the Rabbanon, that Rav HaRishonim hold that it's the Rabbanon, and some in the Kes Mishnah says the Rambam Shita is that it's the Raisa, and the old Achrayim say that the Kes Mishnah is wrong, and they come up and they say it's all wrong, it's not Menatar, it's not the Rabbanon, zero, there is no Shemitah. How can there be Shemitah? There's no Bez Nagodol count. In fact, the Targum Yonis and Menazil holds like that. Whoever wrote the Targum Yonis and Menazil writes like that on the plastic that it says in the Chumash Dvarim. So it says when it comes Shemitah, you have to cancel all the debt. So it says, Kikora Shemitah Lashem. Kikora Shmita Lashem. What does it mean? Kikora Kufrei Shalom. Kikora Shmita Lashem. So the Talmud Medicine translates because the Bezin HaGadol has declared it as Shmita Lashem. That's how he translates the Pesuk. Kikora Shmita Lashem. Because the Bezin has declared it. So you see, he also holds. Whoever wrote that Pirush, not by Yonis Menizil, he holds that you need a Bezin to be Kaveh Shmita, not just to be Kaveh Yonis, like Abchaim says in the Shita Sagan. To be Kaveh Shmita also.
Why can't we have a
Bezin HaGadol today? The suggestion was made 25 years ago. There was a Rabbi Maimon in Eretz Yisrael, who was the organizer and founder of the Mossad, Rav Kook. He was a great Mizrahi leader, a rabbi from Mizrahi. So he was very interested in organizing a Bezin HaGadol, and that's what the Hechel Shlomo was going to be. He got this guy to put up money to make Hechel Shlomo. He's going to make the Bezin HaGadol, to reinstitute Smicha based on the Rambam. They're going to get 70 real Mismachim and establish a Bezin HaGadol. So Rav Dovah of Salvechi got very angry, and he put him a Cheirut. I think he put the building in there, Rabbi Maimon, which forbid them from making a Bezin HaGadol. He says if you would have Rabbanim who knew how to learn, he would go along with them. He says, Rabbanim, we don't have. He says, what are we going to have? Mizrahi Rabbanim.
To make a Bezin HaGadol.
Yeah. But what is Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? Rabbi Yehuda says you count 7, 7, 7, we don't have a problem with the Bezin HaGadol. We do. Rav Chaim explains why. What is Rav Yehuda Shita 7-7? When do you observe Yoga? So the Pashup Shat, the Ferish Shat, not Pashup Shat, the Babli says in the Purish in the Dorm, the Gemara talks about. Babli says that on the, after 49 years, the next year is going to be, the first year of the next Shemitah cycle is going to be Yoga. Then you have 49 years. Then again, the first year following the 7th Shemitah, the first year of the next Shemitah cycle will be Yoga. That's what the Babli says in the Purish in the Dorm. The Tumim, Rabbi Yonatan Eibishitz, writes on Chayshim Mishpot, and that Simon of Prusbum, which Simon is Prusbum. There's one Simon about Prusbum, like we have to say. He writes there, when he heads us, when the Yoibol is, when the Shemitah, when his Yoibol, he says, he thinks that Rabbi Yudah Shita is different. Rabbi Yudah also holds that you go 50-50, like we hold, you go in units of 50-50-50-50. But Rabbi Yehuda says you have the two systems running simultaneously. You have 7, 7, 7 we are on board. Then you have 50, 50, 50 running we are on board. So he says the first Yovel in the history of the world is going to be on the first year of the Shemitah cycle. The second Yovel will be 50 years later on the second year of the Shemitah cycle. It's going to be floating. The Yovel is always going to be floating. Every time it's going to be 50 years after the previous one. So the Achrayim asked, what is off the walls against the Gemara? The Gemara said the famous, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be always the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. It's always going to be the first year of the Shemitah cycle. So the Meshech Chachma says, no, Holy Horse says, I'm a Mefurish at Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi understands Rabbi Yehuda the way the Tumim said. The Babali is Mefurish, not so. But the Yerushalmi says like the Tumim, that you have two concurrent systems running. You have 7, 7, 7 the Yalavoy to determine when Shemitah is, and 50, 50, 50 the Yalavoy. Unrelated to 50-50 is unrelated to Shemitah. You just forget that Shemitah is, just go 50-50-50-50. And every 50th year. In other words, according to the Yerushalmi, Rav Yehuda will celebrate Yovel the same time as all the rest of the Jews. Same as everybody else. There's going to be a difference when you're going to celebrate Shemitah. That'll be different Rav Yehuda and Rabban. I want to say that the Yovel year is a blank year. Then you start counting 7, 7, 7 times after the Yovel year. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, you just keep on going 7, 7, 7. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that it's 50, 50, 50. So according to the Yishami, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan say the same thing on Yovel. It's going to be the same the 50th year. They just argue what's happening with the Shemitah year. The Rabbanan hold that the Yovel year suspends the whole count and you start counting again Shemitah. Rabbi Yehuda says doesn't suspend anything. Keep on going 7, 7. And the Babli says not so. The Rabbi Yehuda has a different year for Yovel and a different year for Shemitah. Everything is different. It's a whole different religion. A whole different religion. Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Rabbanan, the Yovel is the same year. The Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan, according to Yerushalmi, is when do you celebrate Shemitah? After the first Yovel comes in the history of the world, after the first Yovel came, first Yovel was in year number 65. After Yishuv Benun came into Eretz, so the first 14 years didn't count. And then 50 years after that was the 65th year. 64th year. 64th year.
54.
So according to the Yerushalmi, Bein Rabbi Yehuda, Bein Rabbanan, the Yovel is going to be on the same year, on the 50th year. The only machlokes is between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, the Fiha Yerushalmi is. When is the Shemitah going to be after the first Yovel in the history of the world? After the 64th year. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you keep on going 7-7, don't get mixed up. And the Rabbanan say, no, the Yovel year suspends the count. Then after the Yovel year, then you start counting again 7 times 7. Then the next Yovel year suspends the count, then you start again. That's how the Yerushalmi holds, like the Tumim says. And the Bavli says no. But according to the Yerushalmi, everybody celebrates the Yovel on the same year. Bein the Rabbi Yehuda, Bein the Rabban. According to the Yerushalmi, according to the Bavli, we neither celebrate Yovel on the same year as Rabbi Yehuda, nor do we celebrate Shemitah on the same year as Rabbi Yehuda. Everything is completely different. It's a whole different calendar, Lagamra.
The Bavli is true that it will be 50th year and the 99th year of
Yovel? Yeah. Right. It'll always be the first year in the next cycle of Shemitah. The first one.
So is that 49
years? 50th year means after 7 units of 7 Shemitah, after 7 Shemitah, the next year will be like. It'll only be 49 years since the last, that's right. It'll only be 49 years since the last.
Was the first year was the Yovel?
That's what he hoped.
The first year was the Yovel that we know?
No, the first year was year number 1. Yeshua ben Nun's day. 14 years didn't count anything. Then year number 15 was the first year, the Shemitah. Then year number 50 was the Yovel. Everybody agrees to that. Now the question is, the next year, what they do? So the Rabbanan said the next year was year number 1, the Shemitah, the Yovel. And Rabbi Yehuda says no. It was year number 2, the Shemitah, the Yovel.
Come to the Chachamim, that 50th year doesn't have Maaseh.
Yeah, the same as Shemitah. There's no Trumas and Maaseh. So Shemitah, there's no Trumas and Maaseh in Yovel. It has the same deal. There is an interesting comment from the Cheskuni that Rav Soloveitchik gave Hal Shiran. On Parashat Bahar, the Cheskuni says that he thinks that when the Bez Nagorov, the Cheskuni holds like the Rambam, that the Sefarat of Chol is a mitzvah on Bez Nagorov to count the years. Not like the Ramban Chumash is mistapping, maybe it's not a mitzvah, maybe it just means you should watch your calendar, you should regulate the calendar. Cheskuni holds like the Rambam, that it's a mitzvah, but he writes a Chiddush, he doesn't think that the Bez Nagorov recited a bracha when they learning brachas, you gotta say Shiran bracha. He doesn't think the Bez Nagorov said a bracha when they counted, because there is a Gemara Menachos that says there is a machlokes amoraim whether tzitzis is chavis gavra chavis mona. What's an afkinina? Whether koy kufso hayov mitzitzis? I have an abikantis in the drawer, which I'm not wearing right now. So if you hold chavis gavra, so it's only called gedilim tatzucha labikantis ksuscha asher techase bo. While you're wearing it, while you're not wearing it, you're not chavis tzitzis. The other amoraim holds no. Asher techasva means if it's royal kisa, if it's oimed lelevisha. But if it's not oimed lelevisha, like tachrichim, it's not oimed lelevisha, so then you're not chayiv in tzitzis on it. But if it is oimed lelevisha, you're obligated to put on tzitzis even at the time that you're not wearing it, even though it's only kleku. So Gemara says, what will be another nafkemina ledina? Whether tzitzis is chavis gav or chavis mona, one nafkemina is whether klekuf sachayov mitzitzis. Another nafkemina will be, what if I have a four-corner garment and I'm tying on the tzitzis onto the garment? Do I recite a bracha b'shas k'shiras at tzitzis or not? So the way we pass the halacha, the tzitzis is called with gavra, the mitzvah is only to put on, to wear tzitzis, the mitzvah is to wear tzitzis, the tying tzitzis is only a heksha mitzvah. I'm not fulfilling any mitzvah at the time that I tie the tzitzis. That's like making a shofar. It's like making a pair of tefillin. So making tzitzis is a heksha mitzvah, a hachana, to be able to wear the tzitzis. And mitzvah, when I wear the tzitzis, I say bracha, v'hisatei b'tzitzis. But when I tie the tzitzis, no bracha is recited, because that's a mitzvah which is not yet gmar malachta. When you do a mitzvah that's nigmar malachta, that's already asiyos gmar mitzvah, that's loshon gmar. Kol shasiyos gmar mitzvah, and mevarchem aleihem. When I wear the tzitzis, that's asiyos gmar mitzvah. When I tie the tzitzis, that's only a hachana, it's a heksha mitzvah. So it's not asiyos gmar mitzvah. So no bracha is recited. Mashenikin, if he would have held like the other opinion, which we don't accept, that tzitzis is a chavas mona, chavas abeget, chavas atalis, so even when you're not wearing the garment, if you possess a four-corner garment, you're obligated to have tzitzis in it. When you tie the tzitzis into the garment, you are fulfilling the mitzvah right now of having tzitzis in your garment, even though you're not wearing it. So then it's asiyas the gemar mitzvah, so I'm already fulfilling the mitzvah right now. So then I would say a bracha at the time that I tie the tzitzis into the garment. So the simple meaning of this phrase in the Gemara in Menachos Perek HaTchelis, the Gemara says that kol shasiyos gmar mitzvos and mevarchem aleha. Kol shasiyos lav gmar mitzvos and mevarchem aleha means on a hechshem mitzvah you don't recite a bracha. On the actual mitzvah we do recite a bracha. That's what we all know. That's Parshat Pshat. So the Chazkuni has a different interpretation. He thinks that it's a mitzvah on Bez Nagar to count the years to lead up to Shemitah Yovel. And he thinks that they wouldn't say a bracha for the first 49 years because it's Asiyasa Lav Gemar Mitzvah. They're not finished doing the mitzvah. They did Haskalas on mitzvah now. It's not that counting the first year, the second year, the third year, up until the 49th year is only a Heksha mitzvah. No, that is the mitzvah, but it's not the Gemar Mitzvah. It's an Asiyasa mitzvah. But it's not Gemar Mitzvah. And the mitzvah is only the Gemar. It's in the Shlemes. The Kiddush and the Shnasa Hamishim Shana, when it leads up to the 50th year, if they're going to be counting from 1 to 49, they won't get to the climax, so they missed the Super Bowl, so they never led up to the end, so they didn't finish the mitzvah. So Tasiyos Alav Gemar Mitzvah, so you don't say a bracha. When they'll come to the 50th year and they'll say, Shana Zuhi Shnasa Hamishim Vehi Shnasa Yevel, and then they'll start blowing the Shefer of Yevel and Yom Kippur, so that Tasiyos Alav Gemar Mitzvah, so then they'll say a bracha. Okay, not there, we can go along with that. But then he goes right there. And he says, and what about when the Bez Nagadol counts Sviras Omer?
Why is he counting Sviras Omer?
Why are they counting Sviras Omer? Everybody counts Sviras Omer. But he says, when the Bez Nagadol counts Sviras Omer, they really shouldn't say a bracha either. It's the same thing. They don't finish the mitzvah until they come Shavuos. They're not finished until they come Shavuos. But they say a mitzvah anyway like everybody else, because since everybody else is counting also, so they say a mitzvah.
Well,
you say that the Havmin is like Yovel the best, and it's Mashmon, it's Yovel the Yovel. Oh, so the Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole Shira on this. The Achidish Nifla, he said, that's the Gersus in the Sifra, what you just said. But the old Gersus is like this. You look in the Malbim, he always has the old Gersus, and then he puts in parentheses the old Gersus, and puts in brackets the Gersus Sagro. So the old Gersus in the Sifra reads like this on Parsha Samor. It says, Shiva Shavuos Tispalach. Lashon Yachid. Whenever it says Lashon Yachid, the Tafad Lachar refers to Bezin. Whenever it says Lashon Rabin, it refers to Kol Yachid V'Yachid. Lashon Yachid means it's a mitzvah on the whole Tzibur. Who represents the whole Tzibur? Whenever it says Lashon Rabin, so it's a mitzvah on the whole Tzibur. Kol Yachid V'Yachid. That's what the Vilna Gaon points out based on these Gemaras, on a few Gemaras. So the Sifra in the old Gersus says like this. The Tafad Lachar V'Bezin. Minayim L'Rabin Kol Yachid V'Yachid. So the old Gersa in the Sifra says that there's a mitzvah, the two different parashas. The mitzvah of Sfiras Omer appears in parashas Emor and in parashas Re'ei. When it says v'safarta l'cha, so it's a mitzvah amatel l'chal abezim. When it says v'safarta l'chem, it's a mitzvah kol yachad yachad. The Vilna Gaon didn't see anywhere that there's a mitzvah on Bez Nagol to count Sfiras Omer, so he corrected the Gersa, he was magia. That's what the Malbim has in his text in the Sifra. He puts in all the time the Hagos Hagro. They have in the Sifra, they have also separate section, Hagos Hagro. So the Gaon said, Safar Telecha Yachol Bebezin, maybe it's only mitzvah on the Bezin, Pallah Mesvat HaMachem, Shetesvil HaLech V'Yechot, that Yimakha LaHavamina, that there is no mitzvah HaMutelas HaBez. Why does it say Safar Telecha? So the Gemara Darshan's in Menachas, that you have to have a Sfira HaTluya Bebezin. That the Tzedukim used to say that you can't Sfira Mimachas HaShabbos on Sunday. On Sunday, Shavuos always falls out. On Sunday, Pentecost is the holiday of the 50th day. That Shavuos, that's the Tzedukim, the carryover from the Tzedukim. The Christians are very traditional. They carry over the tradition from the Tzedukim. So Pentecost is the holiday on the Yom HaChag HaMishim, and it's celebrated on a Sunday, no? That's what the Tzedukim held. The Shavuos always falls out on a Sunday. Why? So the Gemara says, why did the Tzedukim hold like that? Because Moshe Rabbeinu was an Ohev Yisrael. The Gemara says he loved the Jews, so he knew Shavuos is only one day. I think go celebrate one day, so he wants to have an extended weekend. So he said, you take off. Shabbos, Sunday. That's what the Gemara says. He gave us an extended weekend, so he should celebrate. He says, Pesach, Shavuos, Pesach and Sukkot is a whole week, so you take off. Shavuos is nothing to celebrate, only one day. So like this year, you have a weekend. Shabbos on Gemara. So the Gemara says it's not so. That we don't pass in Chalila like Sukkim, we say that Shavuot this year happens to fall out, both according to the conservative and according to the Orthodox, is good. Shavuot happens to fall out on Sunday. But in the normal year, usually it does, most of the time doesn't fall out on Sunday. So that's where we pass in, that it doesn't mean, Rachat HaShabbos doesn't mean the day after Shabbos, it means the day after Yom Tov Pesach. It means we start counting Sfira the first day Chalamay Pesach. How do you know that Sfira Sayyidah depends on Rachat HaShabbos of Pesach? That means Rachat HaShabbos of Yom Tov. So the Gemara says, because it says it's Safar to Lecho, and Lecho really should mean Svira HaKluya BeBezdin. So what does it mean? That Svira Sayyidah depends on the date when Bezdin declared Yontif. Shabbos, if Sfiras Ayma begins with Sunday, it has nothing to do with any Bezin in the world. Sunday is Sunday from Sheshes May Bereshis. We know when Shabbos is. But Bezin has to be covered when Rosh Chodesh Nissan is, and Memela when Pesach is going to fall out. So the Sfiras Ayma says, the Farsa Lachal should take Sfira Hatluya Bet Bezin. That's how the Gemara says. Okay, that's a time. That's a time against the Gemara's Rosh. You still haven't proved the point. That it means the Sunday you start counting Sfira. The Sunday after the Shabbos, after the Pesach. So still indirectly, Sfira clearly doesn't. Good. I think the Mephoshim probably is that. I think they asked that question on the Gemara. So the old years of the Sifra, however, was not like the Goyin was Magia. And the Cheskuni clearly had the old years. That there are two mitzvahs in Sfira Sayna. The Safar Telecho, excuse me, Safar Telecho is by the Yoichon. Shiv 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 is a mitzvah on Bezin, and as Fartem Lachem is a mitzvah called Yochad V'Yochad. So that's what the Cheskuni is raising a shayla. Maybe the Bezin HaGadol shouldn't say a bracha on their sphere. Why? Because their sphere during Sphere Seimer is for the same purpose as the sphere for the years of Shemitah the Yovel. Just like the sphere of Shemitah the Yovel is in order to lead up to Yovel. And the mitzvah is not as the Yosik Ma mitzvah until they count the 50th year of the Kiddash Mishnah HaMishim Shana. So too, this Sfira Bezin HaGadol during Sfira Sayimer is Shem Shvet Tisvalach for the purpose of being Kaveh HaShavuos. So their mitzvah, the mitzvah of Bezin HaGadol, is not completed until they are Kaveh HaShavuos. So maybe they shouldn't say Bracha. And for the Cheskuni, no. In addition to that mitzvah, that's only Motelos Alat Bezin for the purpose of being Kaveh HaShavuos as a Sfira Lahabot to lead up to the future. There's another Sfira that's Lishavar that every Kol Yochel Yochel is Mechuyivan. What is that? Vesvatam Rochem should take Sfira Lachal Echav Yechav. We count how much Zman has passed since Pesach. But he holds that they're two different spheres. Vesvatam Rochem is Lachal Echav Yechav. And Shibishu is Tisvaloch is a Sfira Hamotelos only on Abed, not on Kol Yochav Yechav. Rav Tzorechi pointed out this, that was his interpretation. That's what it really says. You look in the Cheskuni, so far is what it says, black and white. Then Rav Soloveitchik added on perhaps the whole Marach. He said, Gemara says in Marach is Asam Avav, Amar Abai, Mitzvah the Mimni Yoimi, or Mitzvah the Mimni Shavui. It's a Mitzvah to count days and a Mitzvah to count weeks. And the Gemara says in Chagigi, how do you know that there's Pashkumin Kol Shiva for the Korbonis Chagigi that you should have brought on Shavuot? How do you know you have Pashkumin for the next 6 days following Shavuot? So the Gemara gives different Mekoros. So one of the Mekoros is Abayi's Marcha. Since it's Mitzvah Mimni Yom, Mitzvah Mimni Shavui, so if you're counting units of days, so that implies that Shavuos is going to be 1 day. If you're counting units of weeks, that implies Shavuos is going to be 1 week. So what tense of Shavuos 1 week? You can only bring the Mustafim on Shavuos. So the Yom HaBakul Korbanai. The Issa Malacha is only on the day of Shavuos. There's no Issa Malacha for the next 6 days. It must be Shavuos is celebrated as a whole week with respect to the Din of Tashlumin. Shavuos is a day and Shavuos is a week. That's the Gemara. That's the Meir points out this Gemara. Minimum stuff and points out. The Gemara really says it. You don't even need your Smech. The Gemara says it. That whatever you're counting, the Gemara says, just like Rosh Chodesh is 1 day, because the month consists of units of days, so whatever the units you're working with are, so then the next day is going to be a day. It's going to be the same as the units. So too, Sfira Sayma has units of days and units of weeks. That's Abai. Mitzvah Mimni Shavuot. So Shavuos is going to be Chal as a day, and Shavuos is going to be Chal as a week. So Rav Soloveitchik suggests that perhaps these are two different parashas. Shiva Shavuos Tisbalach, the Cheskuni holds that that's the mitzvah Hamotelos al HaBezin, they only count weeks. So maybe the Kviyas HaYontes of Shavuos is Nikva by the Bezin HaGadol counting weeks. And the Svartam Lachem Chamishim Yoyin, it says in the other parashas, count the days, maybe that's the mitzvah of Shavuos HaKol Yochad V'Yochad. Maybe that's not the mitzvah Hamotelos al HaTzibur. The Bezin HaGadol, this man, Bai Shemi, would count both. They would count mitzvah the Mimni Yomi, mitzvah the Mimni Shavui. They would count both. The mitzvah the Mimni Shavui, the Torah is Bezin HaGadol, to be Kaveh Shavui says a week. And the mitzvah the Mimni Yomi, the Torah is called Yachad V'Yachad. They would say the bracha because of the mitzvah the Mimni Yomi. That's Asiyasa Gemara Mitzvah for tonight. The mitzvah the Mimni Shavui, they would only fulfill when it would be Asiyasa Gemara Mitzvah, so when it would come Shavui. Why the Shaitis of Bizman Azeb? Why do we count the weeks at all? One question. The second question is, why not say that since there's no Bez Nagol counting weeks, Shavuot should only be Midirabbanan? Good question. So the Rav said no, the kasha that was bothering him. If this is right, that the Gemara says that the counting of the weeks is kaver shavuos, and the Bukhari the counting of the Bez Nagol is kaver, so there's no Bez Nagol today, so there shouldn't be any shavuos, you should only be with the Rabbanan at most, or maybe no shavuos at all. So he looked and he looked and he found the Alpit Shimoni quotes of Sikta Zutrasa. But has it rush on a pasuk that our people bizman hazeh, that there's no Bez Nagol, you still observe shavuos. So he said, what's the chiddush? He said, that's the chiddush. That's the chiddush. So one might have thought that Bizman said there's no Bez Nagol counting, so you would have thought that there's no Shavuos, period. Forget about Yom Tov Shavuos. So the Pesikta says, no, they still celebrate Shavuos. Why? So then it's the same problem we discussed the other day. Why do we still celebrate Rosh Chodosh in Bizman HaZeh? Yom Tovim, if you have to have Kviyas, you have to have Kiddush or Pi Bezin. There's no Bezin being Mekadosh. So the Ramban says that Hillel HaSheni was Mekadosh. If you hold not like the Ramban, you hold like the Rambam. So what is the word? So the Rambam quotes in the name of the Goyim, Kiddush HaChodesh HaPi HaChesben. So what does that mean? So everybody usually learns Pshat HaPi HaChesben, like the Brisker Rav learns in his Kuntres on Kiddush HaChodesh and a little safe on Rosh Hashanah. But it means that the Rosh Chodesh HaNikva Me'aleim, the Shonim HaNikva Me'aleim, which is going to be a Shonim Pshuto, which is going to be a Shonim Oberes. HaPi HaChesben Ki Pshuto. And Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that he doesn't think that that's right because of the Rambam and the Sefer HaMitzvos, where he writes that if all the Jews in Eretz Yisrael would move out, and they wouldn't observe, or they would stay there, they wouldn't observe the Rosh Chodesh and the Yom Tovim, then there wouldn't be any Yom Tovim today. It would take a disappear. It's not that Bizman HaZeh that's Nikra Me'elam or Piyah Cheshbon. The word is that the Jews in Eretz Yisrael have taken back the obligation of the Bez Nagor. So Rav Soloveitchik thought that perhaps the same Bizman HaZeh regarding Sphere Assignment. Bizman HaZeh was a Bez Nagor. So they did the counting of the weeks, and we did the counting of the days of Shavuot. They did the counting of the weeks L'Habot to be Kaveh Shavuos. Bizman that the Bez Nagol disappears, so we take back the mitzvah from the Bez Nagol, because it's not the Bez Nagol, the Torah is Bez Nagol. Let's say Paskin and Shavuot. Bizman is there, if you don't have a Bez Nagol, you can't Paskin and Shavuot. Not that everybody's going to Paskin on his own. You don't have, so the Bez Nagol doesn't exist, so no one Paskin. But as far as Bez Nagol being Kaveh, the Luach, so that's the Torah's representatives of Klal Yisrael. So if they disappear, so we take back the power to be Kaveh the Luach. So we are Kaveh the Luach. So perhaps Bizman HaZeh, that's what the Pesik is interested in, that even Bizman HaZeh we still celebrate Shavuos, because we count the Shavuos Bizman HaZeh. We took over the job of the Bez Nagol. Whenever there's no Bez Nagol to represent us, and the Torah says Shiv Shavuos Tispaloch, the whole Klal Yisrael has to count. So usually Bez Nagol does on behalf of Klal Yisrael. But you don't have a Congress, you don't have a Bez Nagol to count on behalf of Klal Yisrael, so we do it ourselves, so we all count. So maybe that's what the Gemara says, that mitzvah demim niyam, mitzvah demim nishavah, even Bizman HaZeh, that we took over the obligation. But there was one opinion in the Gemara that not so. The Gemara says, Amei mamani yayim, v'loi mani shavui. Omar zeicha l'migdash. He only counted the days and he didn't count the weeks. Then the Gemara concludes that we don't do like him. We do like Mar Barabashi, that we do like Abayi. We count the days and we count the weeks. Why was Amei mamani so cheap? What kind of business? He only counted the days and he didn't count the weeks. What's the big deal? He can't count the weeks. Make his zeichel amigdash, do the whole thing. So there are different interpretations in the Mefarshim and the Rishonim on that Gemara. The Rav Soloveitchik suggests that according to this Cheskun we have a Biur Kimin Choymer. Mamish, like a Pshetel. Mamish like a Pshetel in Gemara. But Amei Mamani Yavim Amar Shoy said his zeichel amigdash. We do Bizman HaZeh, whatever we used to do, Bizman HaMikdash. Bizman HaMikdash, what did we do? The Yochid only counted the days, they didn't count the weeks, the Bez Nagol counted. So Bizman HaZeh, that Sphere Assignment is Lav Derais, the Gemara at that point holds, that it's only the Rabbanan because there's no Korban Omer. So we do today as Zeichel HaMikdash to what we used to do in the days of the Mikdash. In the days of the Mikdash, we never counted the weeks. That was the Bez Nagol's job. So we only count the days, Bizman HaZeh. The Shad is the next Mandoma. The next Mandoma says, no, that we follow, we count the days and the weeks. So the Balamor in the end of Sofim says that that mandama, Mabar Abashi counted the days and the weeks, is only in the Yeses Lechumer Bialmo. Mikra Din, it really is like a Memer, that you only have to count the days and not the weeks. That's the Balamor Sofim. And the other Shon hold not so, that once the Gemara comes to the conclusion that you have to count the days and the weeks, means that we don't pass them like a Memer. You pass them, no, you have to count the days and the weeks. Why? But a Memer had a good Cheshvan. So that's what the Rambam and the Gonim say, no. But a Memer holds that his man has their sphere of time is their Raisa. We have taken over the mitzvah of the Bez Nagol, otherwise we won't have any Shavuos. We have to count Sphere Simon and Atayra Bizman HaZeh. So the Shavuos for sure is their rice. Maybe the Yomim is their Abba, but the Shavuos should be their rice. This is part of a long, long shiur. Interesting idea, yeah.
You wouldn't say the same thing about Yom Tov, even though now the Bez Nagol doesn't have Yom Tov, what would you take over that?
Possibly, if we would have done it. Lemaisa, we didn't do it. No one was ever counting in order to lead up to the Shnas HaHamish. So that's where Rav Chaim explains the Minik HaGonim, the Shitas HaGonim, that we don't observe Yovel at all, even to have it as a blank year. They never observed anything. There's nothing to observe in Yovel. Nothing to be Mekayim.
Rav
Chaim
said that Kali Shala only goes to the Medicine.
Yeah, yeah.
So therefore, once she counts the Rizka, only goes to the Medicine.
Right, that's the same kasha that we had by the Yalav Yalav. It's a good kasha. We never understand. Why do we have to daven over again if we leave out Yalav Yalav and Reshchedesh? If say the pshat is because that's for the purpose of being koveya the Reshchedesh. It should only be those who live in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know. Whatever the answer is, there will be the same answer here. I don't know. What? Could be. Tivi Lachsiyur. Right. As a zeicha. So when we go on Aliyah, we'll know what to do. Okay. Could be. The Torah has a mitzvah in connection with Yovel that you have to blow shofar on Yom Kippur shol Yovel. That's the only time you blow shofar on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur shol Yovel. We have the minig that we blow shofar every Yom Kippur. I'm going to tell Yom Kippur. Some Rishonim say that that's the marker for the minig, as because we don't know exactly when the Yovel should be. It's a whole complicated question. Is there any Yovel? The Rambam says there is a Yovel somewhere floating around. There is a Yovel. According to the Tumim, according to Rav Yehuda, that Yovel is really floating around. So we're not sure exactly which year should be the Shnas HaYovel. So some Rishonim say that's why we blow Yovel on the Tzel Yom Kippur as a zecher to the Tzkiyus. Maybe this year should have been a Yovel year. Other Rishonim give different reasons. It's generally assumed a different time for the Tzkiyus on the Tzel Yom Kippur as a demonstration of Siluk Shechina, as it says by Maamon HaSinai, the Mishaych HaYovel Heima Yalu Bahar, that there will be a Kol Tzkiyus, and that will be the state of Siluk Shechina, and then everybody will be permitted to go on HaSinai, because HaSinai is for sure like Kitchul Osilov. Beit Hamikdash we hold maybe and maybe not Kitchul Aslov, but Hasina for sure. Because Hemi Al Bahar is like Kitchul Aslov. So Shaila, why? Meshach Chachman talks about that. How come Harsinai, which is supposed to be the origin of Kedusha's Beit Hamikdash, Beit Hamikdash, Ramban writes in Chumash, is to retain the Maamir Hasina? So how come Hasina is like Kitchul Aslov, only Beit Hamikdash is still, but he has a whole essay in Meshach Chachman. So in Chumash, when it says this mitzvah, Ki HaShefer on Yom Kippur Shal Yerichel, says, what does it mean b'chol atzichem? And the Rambam writes that lashon also. He just paraphrased the lashon from the Chumash, b'chol atzichem, b'chol gvul Yisrael. What does it mean? That it's a mitzvah that only applies in Eretz Yisrael? There's a machlekes achrayim, Sfasemes and others, I think there are some there. Machlekes achrayim, how do you translate the pasuk with the Rambam? It means that this mitzvah only applies in Eretz Yisrael? That's strange. How come the Rebbe says that in Shas? Kiyah Shofar and Yom Kippur Shofar only that there's a pasuk in Chumash. That's why it doesn't have to say in Shas. Or should we somehow reinterpret the pasuk that it doesn't mean that? It's only Chayiv is Kark, only Mitzvah Tzuri Dvar is agricultural, Mitzvah is illuminated Eretz Yisrael. And somehow the B'chol Ha'atzecha means wherever the Jews happen to be living, whether in Muncie or Borough Park or wherever. Very unclear. Machlekes Achrayim in the pasuk. How to translate Pshat in the pasuk? Whether the Mitzvah Kiyah Shofar and Yom Kippur Shofar will apply from Chutzalah. Close with the Zvara, I got it. The Prophet says at the end of the Chukaisai, V'chol Maisa Bachar Vatsom Kol Ashiyah V'tachas HaShoet V'asiri Yi Yekodesh L'Hashem, thinking about Maisa Behem, that every tenth Behemah has to be Kodesh V'dushas Maisa Behem. You bring it as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. So one of the Svarim HaChumash, they have the following interpretation of the Prophet, a remnant, that the Medrash says that the Asura Harugim Alpas were killed because the as a kapara for the brothers of Yosef who sold him into slavery. So the din is Agonim Nefesh Mecharoi and into Biyadoi is Mois Yuma. So since they sold Yosef into slavery, so he took the Asura Harugim Malchus and he killed them as a kapara. They should be Tachas Adesef. So one of the Svarim has a comment on the pasuk that the word B'chol Meiser is Rosh Tevis. Now why would the 10 Asura Harugim Malchus, there were only 9 brothers who sold Yosef? Because Binyamin wasn't around, and Reuben wasn't around, so there were only 9. So there should have only been 9 Harugim Malchus. So the Svarim, the Chassidish Svarim, give an answer that when they made the Cherem, Rashi HaChumash quotes the when they made the Cherem not to fill a bean to Yank of Avinu, so you have to have a minion to make a Cherem. So they had to have a tenth guy for the Cherem. So they were Mitzvah to the Rabbanu Shalom for the Cherem. So the Chassidish Svarim say that the 9 Harugim Malchus were killed connected the 9 Shvatim who sold them, and Rabbi Kiva was killed because he was connected to Rabbanu Shlomo. So one of the Chassidish Shasram writes that that's the remnant in the Tosfos, that the word V'chol Meiser is a Rashi Tevis, V'chi Loma Meis Akiva Shehoya Roa, and next word is Abaka Batzon, Rabbi Akiva was a shepherd. So the question is, V'chi Loma Meis Akiva Shehoya Roa, Abaka Batzon, why did he kill Rabbi Akiva, the shepherd? Kol HaShiyah B'tachas HaShavet, one for every shevet, there were only nine shvatim. So the answer is, V'asiri, Yekodis L'Hashem.